We are at the end of Simen Nun Tes in Hilchos Kriyashma. We're up to Siv Hei. We'll be doing Siv Hei as well as the first two Si'ifim of the next Simen, of Simen Samach. So we begin. Im To'o Bebirkas Yotzer Or, Be'inyin Shetzarech Lamar Acher Tachtov. Now, if you remember, the Machaber had understood that the Shliach Tzibur was really being motzi the Tzibur with Birkas Kriyashma, but it was good for anyone that was a baki to say it along with the Shliach Tzibur, just in case the mind wandered. But the institution of the Shliach Tzibur for Birkas Kriyashma was really there for the sake of being motzi the Ein HaBaki, and even the baki if you have a minion. So, im tobe Birkas Yotzer or binyan shetzarech laman achar sachtav. This halacha has its source in the halachas of Chazoras Hashatz. If the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake in a way that he cannot continue. In those days, they didn't have Sidurim. And if he forgot himself, the odds are that he would not be able to continue if he got stuck in a bracha, and you'd need someone else to take his place. So the halacha generally is that if someone in the middle of a bracha, a Shliach Tzibur in the middle of the bracha, is unable to continue, someone else goes and begins from the beginning of that bracha. Now, here in Birkas Kriyashma, the Machaber is saying a chiddush, that if someone is replacing the Shliach Tzibur, who got stuck in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma, so, im to b'mikadusha ve'eloch, ein ha'sheni tzorech la'aschil elo mimokam shepasak. If the tos was after Kedusha of Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch Kavod, you don't have to begin from the beginning of the bracha, but from after there is the beginning of a new bracha, which means that the bracha of Yotzer Or really has three parts. The first part is Yotzer Or going up to Kadosh. That is the first part of it. From Kadosh until Lumasam Mishabchim V'Yomrim is the second. From Baruch Kavod until the end is the third. So the halacha will be that let's say he got stuck after Kadosh Kadosh, so then you continue from after Kadosh Kadosh, Vofanim. If he got stuck after on Baruch Kavod, you would begin from Lokel Baruch. If he got stuck in the beginning, though, there you would have to start from the beginning of the bracha. Says the Ramah, Hagod Ainu Shemaskel Mikedusha Ve'elach. V'im To'o Kodim Kedusha Tzorech Lahaskel Barosh. So this is the chiddush of how we divide the bracha of Yotzer Or with regard to replacing the Shliach Tzibur. Mishnah Berurah brings down that Bizman Hazeh, where the Shliach Tzibur is not being motzi the Tzibur, then the halacha would be totally different. So, for example, let's say in those days, somebody had finished the bracha of Yotzer HaMoris, the Shliach Tzibur got stuck in the middle, this person would stand up and start from the middle of the bracha. Today, since the Shliach Tzibur is not being motzi anybody, nobody could go ahead and say a bracha that he doesn't have to say for the sake of being the chazan, because he's not being motzi anybody. So Bizman Hazeh, if someone takes over, it's that the person is actually up to there, and not that he's just saying it as Shliach Tzibur. Which brings us to Simin Samach, Sif Aleph, Bracha Shnia Ahavas Olam, the Machaber's Nusach of the second bracha by day is Ahavas Olam. Says the Ramah, Hago v'yesh omrim Ava Rabba v'chein ogin b'chol Ashkenaz. The Minig Ashkenaz is not to say Ahavas Olam by day, but to say Ava Rabba. The only machlokus is with regard to the beginning of it. As far as the nusach of the rest of the bracha, it's the same. In other words, it's not that the Mechaber was telling you to say the Ava Solem of Laila. Just the first words are Ava Solem instead of Ava Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah points this out. Ve'eino pasachas b'baruch mipnei shi'smucha l'chavrta. It does not begin with baruch because it is samuch l'chavrta. What is that? L'birchas yotzer or. Vimi poter is birchas haTorah. Ayin liel simen memzayim. We saw that you can use it as birchas haTorah, provided that you learn after davening. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah said that if someone didn't get to say Birkas HaTorah before and would prefer saying Birkas HaTorah and not using Ava Rabba, he would have to have Kavana that he plans on saying Birkas HaTorah and not be Yotza with Ava Rabba. But otherwise, he could be Yotza with Ava Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why the Minig Ashkenaz is to say Ava Rabba is this is based on the Pasuk of Chadoshim Labkarim Rabba Emunosecha. He also points out something very important. We had seen before that the bracha of Yotzer Or by day and Ashebedvar Marav Aravim are ma'akev. If someone says Asher b'dvaro Marav Aravim in Shachris or Yotza or in Mariv, says the entire bracha did not have the psiche and the chsima that is proper for day or for night, b'dieved, he is not Yotza, and he will have to say the brachas over again. Not so with the second bracha. The brachas of Ava Rabba and Ava Solom are both Birkas HaTorah, even though l'chatchila, you say the nusach of day by day and the nusach of night by night, the halach is they are not ma'akev. If someone said the entire Ava Solom by day, or the entire Ava Rabba by night, the halach is that he is Yotze. Excuse me, Siv Beis. Kara Kriyashma below bracha. What happens if someone said Shema without the brachas? Yotzi de Chovas Krishma. He was Yotzi de Chova of Krishma. The Mechaber is coming la'apuke to let us that the halach is not like the shita of Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai's shita is that Krishma without the brachas, you are not Yotzi b'di'evit. So the Mechaber wants you to know that Krishma without the brachas, you were Yotze the mitzvah of Krishma. However, v'chozer v'korah brachas below Krishma, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of Birkas Krishma. So you're mechuyev to say Birkas Krishma later, without Shema. Mechaber says that miyikra din, you don't have to say Shema the second time around, because you're already mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. That means that Krishma is meant to be said with its brachas. The brachas are not meant to be said with Krishma alone. If you were already Yotze Shema, you can say the brachas without Shema. V'nirali, says the Mechaber, Shetov lachsar v'likros Krishma im ha-brachas. It is better to say the brachas together with Krishma. The question is why? What is pshat in that? So, some say that pshat in this is that Krishma needs the brachas. And before you said Krishma without the brachas. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees and says that the Mechaber clearly argues with Rav Hai, and that's not the halacha. Furthermore, Mishnah Berurah even wants to say that according to Rav Hai, if you said Krishma and said the brachas out of order, then you're Yotze Shema. All he meant was if you say Shema and don't say the brachas at all, you're not Yotze. But if you ended up saying the brachas just later, even Rav Hai would agree that you're Yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gra, who learns that the reason why it's good to say Shema is kedei lamod b'tfilah mitok divrei Torah. You're about to start Shemoneh Esrei. The right thing to do is to say divrei Torah before Shemoneh Esrei, the same way we say Ashrei at Mincha, and that would be to say Shema before Shemoneh Esrei, so that in your together with your Birkas Krishma, you should also say Shema Yisrael.